www.ufl.edu.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Loray. Today on Radioactivity, we're going to continue the speech by Chris Hedges that we started a few minutes ago, and we're going to hear Chris Hedges speak on fascism. Chris was a guest on this show about 3 or 4 weeks ago as he was launching his book tour, America the Farewell Tour. As you can tell, he's pretty down on what's going on in the country. And you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that people like Chris Hedges, who are smart, thoughtful people, know a lot about history and have traveled around the world, especially working in war zones as a reporter, they know a lot about the world, and frequently their voices are missing from what you hear on TV or radio anywhere else. But here on WMNF, by the way, Chris Hedges teaches. He's an instructor at Princeton University, too. He's a guest lecturer, I think. That's the official title. So Chris has written a lot of books. We're going to continue to hear his talk about fascism. We want to thank Dr. and Mrs. James McAllister from Tampa. They're going to make an $88.50 donation to WMNF, and they're going to get that Chris Hedges speech, Stopping Fascism. We're going to continue with that speech in just a moment. Sean Canaan is here. The commuter from hell is here. And we're going to try to raise, in the next hour, we want to raise a whole lot of money. We want to raise, with the Chris Hedges alternative radio talk, and this next hour, we want to raise $5,000. I don't know if we can do that, but
I want
try.
You to know, Rob, that I got up and I drove in to help you today during rush hour on I-4 between Lakeland and Tampa, and I would not do that for just anybody, Bucko.
You risked life and limb.
I tell you what, it's, you know,
how was the traffic? I mean, you know, I understand like our governor has solved all of our traffic problems.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That time of the morning between Lakeland and Tampa is like a pub crawl without the beer. Okay.
We hope there's no beer.
At the rate I was going, it wouldn't matter. Trust me.
Oh, you can probably get a lot done, though.
You know, every time I see the median there, that big wide median on I-4.
You mean where a high-speed rail was supposed to be?
I just see the train a-coming, baby. You know, and it never shows up.
You know, the governor's going to build a train there, but it's the one that his family is investing
well,
in.
Well, he owns stock in that.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't
like the other version of the train, but he likes the one where his family
well,
has
Well, he
an
wasn't
investment.
Making a nickel on that one.
All right, thanks to Roger Tanasoff from Largo. Roger, I'm sure I mispronounced your name, but thank you very much for your nice contribution of $88.50.
Yeah.
And that's two donations in the last few minutes. We're going to hear this talk by Chris Hedges. We're going to continue it, and we'll be back in a few minutes and let you know how close we've gotten to that $5,000 goal. Here is more Chris Hedges, his talk on Stopping Fascism, right here on WMNF.
And 1 million prisoners now work for corporations inside prisons as modern-day slaves, paid pennies on the dollar without any rights or protection. They are the corporate state's ideal worker. The amendments of the Constitution designed to protect the citizen from tyranny are meaningless. The Fourth Amendment, for example, reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." The reality is that our telephone calls, emails, texts, and financial, judicial, and medical records, along with every website we visit, and our physical travels are tracked, recorded, and stored in perpetuity in government computer banks. The executive branch of government is empowered to assassinate U.S. citizens. It can call the army into the streets to quell civil unrest under Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act, overturning the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act, which prohibited the military from acting as a domestic police force. The executive branch can order the military to seize U.S. citizens deemed to be terrorists or associated with terrorists, and this is called extraordinary rendition. Those seized can be denied due process and habeas corpus and held indefinitely in military facilities. Constitutionally protected statements, beliefs, and associations are now criminalized. The state can detain and prosecute people not for what they have done, or even for what they are planning to do, but for holding religious or political beliefs that the state deems seditious. The first of those targeted have been observant Muslims, but they will not be the last. The outward forms of democratic participation, voting, competing political parties, judicial oversight, and legislation are meaningless theater. No one who lives under constant surveillance, who is subject to detention anywhere at any time, who has lost their legal rights, who cannot protect themselves from corporate exploitation, whose conversations, messages, meetings, proclivities, and habits are recorded, stored, and analyzed, can be described as free. The relationship between the state and the citizen who is watched constantly is one of master and slave, and the shackles will not be removed if Trump disappears. The dismantling of democratic institutions, places where the citizen has agency and a voice, is far graver than the ascendancy to the White House of Trump. The coup destroyed the two-party system. It destroyed labor unions. It destroyed public education. It destroyed the judiciary. It destroyed the press. It destroyed academia. It destroyed consumer and environmental protection. It destroyed our industrial base. It destroyed communities and cities. And it destroyed the lives of tens of millions of Americans, no longer able to find work that provides a living wage, cursed to live in chronic poverty, or locked in cages. Perhaps even more ominously, this coup destroyed the credibility of liberal democracy itself. Self-identified liberals such as the Clintons and Barack Obama mouthed the words of liberal democratic values while making war on these values in the service of corporate power, and this rendered these values meaningless. The revolt we see rippling across the country is a revolt not only against a corporate system that has betrayed workers, but also for many, the tenets that define a traditional democracy. And this is very dangerous. It will allow the radical right, with or without Trump, to cement into place an Americanized fascism. The acceleration of deindustrialization by the 1970s created a crisis that forced the ruling elites to adopt a new ideology, as Sturt Hall explains in his book, Policing the Crisis. This ideology, trumpeted by a compliant media, shifted its focus from the common good to race, crime, and law and order. It told those undergoing profound economic and political change that their suffering stemmed not from corporate greed, but from a threat to national integrity. The old consensus that buttressed the programs of the New Deal and the welfare state was discredited as enabling criminal black youth, welfare queens, and social parasites. These parasites were to blame. And this opened the door to an authoritarian populism begun by Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, which supposedly championed family values, traditional morality, individual autonomy, law and order, the Christian faith, and the return of a mythical past. It turns out, 45 years later, that those who truly hate us for our freedoms are not the array of dehumanized enemies cooked up by the war machine, the Vietnamese, Cambodians, Afghans, Iraqis, Iranians, even the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or ISIS. They are the financiers, bankers, politicians, public intellectuals, and pundits, lawyers, journalists, and business people, cultivated in the elite universities and business schools, who sold us the utopian dream of neoliberalism.
You're listening to Chris Hedges on Stopping Fascism.
And you're listening to Chris Hedges on Stopping Fascism from Alternative Radio on WMNF in Tampa, 88.5 FM. We're going to continue with this talk in just a moment. We want to raise a little bit more money as we try to get to that $235,000 goal by Thursday morning at about 9 or 10 a.m. Somewhere in there, we hope to raise $235,000. We're well on the way to the goal. Haven't gotten there yet. Just a few days away from ending it, but if you enjoy listening to WMNF, if you learned something by listening to WMNF, today is the day that we're asking for your contribution to keep programs like this on the air. So if you want to get this talk by Chris Hedges called Stopping Fascism, you can have it for an $80 contribution. It's on CD. Here is our phone number. 813-238-8001. That's 813-238-8001. And if you enjoy listening to Chris Hedges, he's really a terrific speaker and has lots and lots of detail, facts, information, history at his fingertips. And he was once one of the best foreign war correspondents in the country, won a Pulitzer Prize, was part of a team that won the Pulitzer Prize. He's an ordained Presbyterian minister, now living in Princeton, New Jersey, and teaching at Princeton and traveling around the country and giving talks and talking about his book. He's writing books, too. 813-238-8001. Well, let's see if we can get one phone call right now. If you like Radioactivity, this guy, Chris Hedges, who we're listening to, has been a guest on Radioactivity. And I'm Rob Lori. Sean Canaan is here. The commuter is here. And we're going to try to get at least one person calling in right now. We've got a huge goal. We need to hear from 50 people this hour.
I can't believe nobody's called in. And
nobody's calling
we
in.
We have this on DVD for what,
$80? CD.
CD, I'm sorry. For $80, give me a call at 813-238-8001. We've got a lot of great ways to say thank you, but we can't say thank you unless you give us a call. 813-238-8001.
It might be just as easy for you to go to the website, WMNF.org, and make your donation right there. Just, you know, say, here's my $80. I'd like the CD of Chris Hedges, or maybe here's my $100 or my $200 donation. Or maybe you'd like to join the circle of friends and become a sustaining member of WMNF with your $5 a month, $10 a month, or $20 a month donation. If you'd like to call and talk to one of our great volunteers, the number is 813-238-8001.
Well, Chris Hedges, we're going to continue with this talk by Chris Hedges. And, you know, if you like Radioactivity and all the guests that have been on Radioactivity over the last few months, we've had debates, we've had programs about Roundup being sprayed in... sprayed in local parks. We've had defenders of Roundup,
the pesticide.
Pesticide. No, it's not a pesticide. It's what kills
herbicide. That's right. Yep.
And the dangers of Roundup. We've talked about many topics on this show, including U.S. foreign policy, U.S. domestic policy. We've talked about some of the big issues in Florida. We've talked about the success or lack of success of that. so-called bullet train on Florida's East Coast. There are hundreds and hundreds of topics here on Radioactivity, and we hope that you'll call in and keep Radioactivity and programs like Alternative Radio on the air. 813-238-8001 is our phone number. Not getting any phone calls right now, and that could be devastating as we try to make the case that programs like Alternative Radio and Radioactivity are supported by our listeners. So let's go back and hear more of Chris Hedges. And let's hope we get that first phone call, Bob, at 813-238-8001. That's right. Or you can make your contribution online at WMNF.org. Sean, I can't believe that we haven't gotten one phone call this break. Usually we get at least one phone call.
Yeah, it's such a popular program. We need to hear from you. 813-238-8001.
And we've still got the flash drives, right? $180?
Yeah, you can get the Voices That Changed the World flash drive.
This is what blows me away, Rob. It says they've got 500 one-hour documentaries with people like Allen Ginsberg, Ray Bradbury, Noam Chomsky. And then I'm scanning down on the blurb here about the thing. It says they also have the entire reading of War and Peace, 1984.
A reading of 1984,
and Dostoevsky's Notes from the Underground, complete. I mean, 500 hours of documentaries, and then throw in War and Peace on top of that.
And if you're a fan of Alan Watts, there's lot of Alan Watts programs on this. The guy that popularized things like Buddhism and Hinduism here in the West, kind of was explaining them to folks in San Francisco for years and years and popularizing those ideas. Let's see if we can get one phone call right now before we go back to Chris Hedges. 813-238-8001, or you can make your contribution online at WMNF.org. 813-238-8001. Boy, it'd be great to get just one phone call, Sean.
Yeah, we want to hear from you right now. If you like the great programming that we bring you every single weekday from 9 to 1, give us a call, 813-238-8001, including Alternative Radio, Economic Update, Radioactivity, 813-238-8001.
So we're going to trust that you're out there and that you want to support WMNF. Here is more of the talk from Chris Hedges. We haven't had one phone call this break. 813-238-8001. We want to get 50 phone calls before this talk is over. Let's see if we can get at least one phone call right now. Maybe if you're in Lakeland, in Polk City, maybe you're in Brooksville, perhaps you're in St. Petersburg or Gulfport or Pasadena or Treasure Island. 813-238-8001. Perhaps you're in Bradenton or Sarasota, Arcadia. We'd like to hear from you. Brandon, please check in. Sun City Center, Tampa. Brooksville, I mentioned that already. 813-238-8001. Or if you're listening online.
I've been out there, Rob, and I've actually picked up the MNF signal all the way to Yeehaw Junction.
That's true.
So there you go. So all give me a call.
Still waiting for that first phone call, 813-238-8001. Here's more Chris Hedges.
800-4.
All right, so that's David Barsami, who is the host of Alternative Radio. Let's see if when this program restarts here.
Alternative Radio.
Okay. All right, here is more Chris Hedges.
Radio.
Nope, not quite.
We are entering the twilight phase of capitalism. Capitalists unable to generate profits by expanding markets has, as Karl Marx predicted, begun to cannibalize the state like ravenous parasites. Wealth is no longer created by producing or manufacturing. It is created by manipulating the prices of stocks and commodities and imposing a crippling debt peonage on the public. This casino capitalism is designed to prey on the desperate, young men and women burdened by student loans, underpaid workers burdened by credit card debt and mortgages, towns and cities forced to borrow to maintain municipal services. This seminal moment in human history marks the end of a long, tragic tale of plunder and murder by the white race. It is inevitable that for the final act, we vomited up Trump. Europeans and Americans have spent five centuries conquering, plundering, exploiting, and polluting the earth in the name of civilization and human progress. They use their technological superiority to create the most efficient killing machines on the planet, directed against anyone or anything, especially indigenous cultures, which stood in their way. They stole and hoarded the planet's wealth and resources. They believe this orgy of blood and gold will never end. They do not understand that the dark ethic of ceaseless capitalism and imperialist expansion is over, and that it is dooming the exploiters as well as the exploited. But even as we stand on the cusp of extinction, we lack the ability to free ourselves from the myth of human progress. The more the warning signs are palpable, rising temperatures, global financial meltdowns, mass migrations, endless wars, poisoned ecosystems, rampant corruption among the ruling elites. The more we turn to those who insist that what worked in the past will work in the future, that progress is inevitable. Factual evidence, since it is an impediment to what we desire, is banished. The taxes of corporations and the rich, who have turned most of our cities into wastelands, are cut. Regulations and laws are rescinded. To bring back the supposed golden era of the 1950s for white American workers. Public lands are opened up to the oil and gas industry, even as rising carbon emissions doom our species. Declining crop yields stemming from heat waves and droughts are ignored. War becomes the principal business of the kleptocratic state. Magical thinking is not limited to the beliefs and practices of pre-modern cultures. It defines the ideology of capitalism. Quotas and projected sales can always be met. Profits can always be raised. Growth is inevitable. The impossible is always possible. Human societies, if they bow before the dictates of the marketplace, will be ushered into a capitalist paradise. It is only a question of having the right attitude and the right technique. When capitalism thrives, we are assured we thrive. The merging of the self with a capitalist collective has robbed us of our agency, creativity, capacity for self-reflection, and moral autonomy. We define our worth not by our independence or our character, but by the material standards set by capitalism: wealth, brands, status, career advancement. We have been molded into a compliant and repressed collective. This conformity is characteristic of totalitarian and authoritarian states. It is expressed in the Disneyfication of America, the land of eternally happy thoughts and positive attitudes. And when magical thinking does not work, we are told and often accept that we are the problem. We must have more faith. We must envision what we want. We must try harder. The system is never to blame. We failed it. It does not fail us. And all our systems of information, from self-help gurus to Hollywood, to charlatans such as Trump, sell us this snake oil. What does resistance look like now? It will not come by investing hope in the Democratic Party. Which did not lose the elections because of Comey or the Russians, but because it betrayed working men and women on behalf of corporate power, and used its machinery to deny the one candidate, Bernie Sanders, who could have defeated Trump from getting the nomination. Resistance will entail a personal commitment to refuse to cooperate in large and small ways with the machinery of corporate power, especially the fossil fuel industry. After all, the only safe figure for carbon emissions is zero. This will require us, as Ralph Nader has long said, to show up. We have to, as Max Weber advised, make politics a vocation. And resistance will begin locally as we transform our neighborhoods and our communities. Yes. In the conflicts I covered as a reporter in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and the Balkans, I encountered singular individuals of varying creeds, religions, races, and nationalities who majestically rose up to defy the oppressor on behalf of the oppressed. Some of them are dead. Some of them are forgotten. Most of them are unknown. These individuals, despite their vast cultural differences, had common traits: a profound commitment to the truth, incorruptibility, courage, a distrust of power, a hatred of violence, and a deep empathy that was extended to people who were different from them, even to people defined by the dominant culture as the enemy. They are the most remarkable men and women I met in my 20 years as a foreign correspondent, and to this day I set my life by the standards they set. You have heard of some, such as Václav Havel, whom I and other foreign reporters met most evenings during the Velvet Revolution in Prague in 1989 at the Magic Lantern Theater. Others, no less great, you may not know, such as the Jesuit priest Ignacio Ellacuría, who was assassinated in El Salvador in 1989. And then, there are those ordinary people, although, as the writer V.S. Pritchett said, no people are ordinary, who risk their lives in wartime to shelter and protect those of an opposing religion or ethnicity who were being persecuted and hunted. And to some of these ordinary people, I owe my life. To resist radical evil is to endure a life that, by the standards of the wider society, is a failure. It is to defy injustice at the cost of your career, your reputation, your financial solvency, and at times your life. It is to be a lifelong heretic. And perhaps this is the most important point. It is to accept that the dominant culture, and perhaps, and maybe even especially the liberal elites, will push you to the margins and attempt to discredit not only what you do, but your character. When I returned to the newsroom at the New York Times in 2003, after denouncing the invasion of Iraq and being publicly reprimanded for my stance against the war, reporters and editors I had known and worked with for 15 years lowered their heads or turned away when I was nearby. Ruling institutions, the state, the press, the church, the courts, academia, mouth the language of morality, but they serve the structures of power, no matter how venal, which provide them with money, status, and authority. In times of national distress, one has only to look at Nazi Germany. All these institutions, including the Academy, are complicit through their silence or their active collaboration with radical evil.
Wow. That's Chris Hedges, who is an author, a former journalist, and a lecturer at Princeton University. And the talk is Resisting Fascism. You can have this talk for a donation of $80 if you want on CD. We'll put it on CD. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. This is WMNF in Tampa. We're trying to raise $235,000 over 7 days. And we're giving away talks by Chris Hedges. For your donation of $80, we have lots of other great things to give to you, including a brand new WMNF t-shirt for an $88.50 donation. Thanks to Anonymous in Tampa, who's just donated $250. Thank you, Anonymous.
Wow.
And listens to Radioactivity, all the Midpoint programs, Amy Goodman, Tom Hartman, Saturday Asylum, and Music of the Isles. Thank you, Anonymous, for that nice contribution. That gets us a whole lot closer. We have to raise about $5,000 this hour. We've raised several hundred dollars. That's good. Let's see if we can raise some more. Sean is here. The commuter is here. I'm Rob Lori. Let's see if we can get at least one more donation at 813-238-8001.
You got it?
Commuter, who do you have to thank?
I got to thank Billy Smith in Riverview. Going to get that Chris Hedges CD. Loves Rob's show, Marcy and Jeannie. And says she's calling in live from Tokyo right now.
Tokyo?
I didn't know our signal got out that far. What time is it in Tokyo?
You know, the great thing about our signal, it gets in all over the world.
It would be 10:30 at night in Tokyo. See how much I can do?
Yeah, great thing about our signal is that it gets out all over the world. If you've got the WMNF phone app on your smartphone, no matter where you travel, you can always listen to WMNF. The phone app is free. Just go to your app store and download the WMNF phone app. It's got all four WMNF channels on it, too. It's really a great thing to have. 813-238-8001.
And I also got to thank Frank Gabry in Osprey. Going to get the Chris Hedges CD. Very generous. Right, $80.
That is becoming really popular.
It really
thank
is. It's
gift.
A great. Yeah. It's a great speech. Jennifer Pataglia is going to do Circle of Friends at $15 a month. And she's going to get the Pacifica Radio, Voices That Change the World. Evidently, she's upping her $180 a year. Yeah, that's it. Going to throw in a bumper sticker, too. So I'm going to get the Pacifica Radio, Voices That Change the World, and a bumper sticker. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thanks for donating from Largo. Anonymous with a $100 contribution says, I love all the talk shows. WMNF is good all around. Great. So thank you for that donation. Also, Del Scott and Sylvia Scott in Largo say it's time to pay their radio bill. Here's a $180 donation, and they're getting the Pacifica Radio Voices That Change the World flash drive. That's 1,300 hours of programming that you can get on a thumb drive for a $180 contribution if you call 813-238-8001, or you can get on CD for an $80 contribution. The Chris Hedges speech that we're hearing right now. I want to thank our phone answerers, Jim Campoli, Barbara Arthur, Doug Guido, Michael Manguth, Jim Bannon, and Alex Bolton Schultes. Thanks to everyone who is donating their time. And now we're asking you to donate your treasure. 813-238-8001.
Well, we'd like to hear from some more people. We've got a big goal. We've got to raise $5,000 while Chris Hedges is on the air. We're going to go back and hear more of the talk by Chris Hedges, but this is a talk that you're not going to hear on any other radio station. It's a talk that really raises the alarm bells about where the country is heading. We know that the country is moving to the right now, and Chris Hedges is saying, look, it creates danger for those people that believe in equality and social justice. He says it creates danger for the culture of the U.S. It creates danger for freedom of speech, and he's raising the alarm bells. If you want to get a copy of this talk by Chris Hedges, you can get it for your donation of $80. You know, just think of all the people who've been on Radioactivity, too. Jill Wine Banks, the former Watergate prosecutor, was on last week. We had a couple of people urging people to increase the transportation tax in Hillsborough County, the sales tax for transportation. They were on last week. Jeff Weaver, Bernie Sanders' campaign manager, was on a few weeks ago. Charlie Rodriguez Colon, who represents Puerto Rico in Congress, one of the non-voting representatives, was here live in the studio. Roger Stone was on 2 years ago. He's a Donald Trump confidant, and he was on this radio show. Steve Bosquet, the reporter for the Tampa Bay Times, has been here. Bruce Gagnon, the veteran and the peace activist. We talked about the Space Corps. A lot of peace activists are very alarmed at what might happen with President Trump's call for the creation of a new military force. Robert Knight, who's an expert on the Florida Springs. He's with the Florida Springs Institute. We were talking about the health, the water quality in Florida Springs this year. Craig Unger, who wrote the new book on the Trump-Russia business dealings. Craig is a former, I believe he used to work for the Washington Post. He wrote several books, including The House of Bush, House of Saud. And Craig was here just a few weeks ago. These are the kind of people that you hear on Radioactivity. And if you appreciate it, what are you laughing at?
I was just thinking, Rob, if Trump does start this new Space Force thing, what would their officers candidate school be? Would that be Space Cadets?
It must be. We had Larry Wilkerson, who was a former aide to Colin Powell. Colonel Larry Wilkerson was on several times. Ralph Nader's been on the show. Melanie Hall, who's an Obamacare navigator, was talking about how to get cheap health insurance through Obamacare. She's been on several times. So these are the range of people that we've had. We've had one of the leading figures in the anti-abortion movement. Catherine Foster was on from Washington, D.C. We've had the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Will Ruger from the Cato Institute was talking about how Florida is the freest state in the nation. And then we had somebody come on after that and take the other side.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
So these are just some of the interviews that we've had on Radioactivity. If you appreciate all the guests that I've gotten, and I really try to get a new, fresh guest every day on Radioactivity, please call us up and let us know that you appreciate Radioactivity at 813-238-8001. Sean, nobody's calling in, and we got to get at least one line lit. We're going to go back and hear more of this talk by Chris Hedges, but it would be great to get just one phone call right now at 813-238-8001.
Yeah, we do need to hear from you. If you support alternative radio or Radioactivity, now is the time to call. We're really asking for your support. I see no lines lit up right now, no people on the line. That means that all the lines are open for you to call in right now. If you will get right through to a phone volunteer, give us a call, 813-238-8001. You can also make a donation online at WMNF.org and pick up this CD of this speech by Chris Hedges for an $80 contribution.
So, Sean, here's what one of our listeners said anonymously. They write in, "This is a horribly racist, anti-American speech. You'll never get my money." That's what they're saying about Chris Hedges' speech. I think this is one of the most informed, intelligent talks you'll ever hear on the radio. And yet we're getting emails from people saying that this is horrible, racist, anti-American crap. That's what he said. You know, I think it's okay that people call in and comment that way. And we always read those comments, the negative comments that come in. We're happy to read them. But I think that there ought to be one place on the radio dial where a thoughtful, intelligent person like Chris Hedges is given an hour or 55 minutes to speak. And then it's up to you to make up your own mind. You could say, well, I believe him 100%. I believe him 50%. I believe none of them. But you're not going to get this guy on Fox News. You're not. I was watching a Fox News the other day, and Medea Benjamin was on. And the host was talking all over Medea Benjamin. Medea is from Code Pink. She's been on this show here on Radioactivity, and she's been on the women's show several times. But the host would not let her talk. Well, you know, okay, if you want to bring somebody on your show and just beat them up for 15 minutes, that's okay. It's your show. But keep in mind, Medea Benjamin is trying to warn us away from the next war. She's trying to warn us away from relationships with human rights violators like Saudi Arabia. She's written a whole new book about the U.S.-Saudi relationship. That ought to be part of the discussion. You know, then people can make up their own mind after they hear her, but you can't make up your mind if Medea is shouted down or talked over every time she's on Fox News. That's not a fair hearing of her ideas.
Whatever happened to the words of Thomas of Paine? You know, I disagree with what you say, but I will defend your right to say it.
Was that Paine or was that Voltaire? I forgot who said that.
I thought it was Payne.
No, yeah, I think it was... okay, it doesn't matter. I'll find out.
It's one of the famous dead guys. Yeah, it's a famous dead guy.
813-238-8001 is our phone number, but we'd like to get at least one more phone call before we go back to Chris Hedges. This is free speech radio, so we don't censor anybody. You heard some of the negative comments that I've read so far. But if you think that Chris Hedges is an important person to listen to, and then it's up to you to make up your own mind. You might agree with Chris Hedges. He is not a fan of the Democratic Party. You just heard him say that. Some people say, well, this is a Democratic radio station. No, it's an independent radio station that believes in human rights, social justice. We care about the environment. We have a whole list of values that we have that you can see on our website. We're not aligned with the Democratic Party, but when it comes to human rights, when it comes to peace, when it comes to social justice, we try to be in the forefront of those issues. So Chris Hedges is reflecting a lot of those values. 813-238-8001. Now, Simon says it was Voltaire. So
okay. Simon's right.
813-238-8001. Let's thank this person, then we're going to go back to Chris Hedges.
Got to thank Suzanne House. $25 radio activity equals real news.
Okay, let's go back and hear more of Chris Hedges. We are still about, Sean, we got to get an update, but we're about $5,000 away from reaching that goal. 813-238-8001. Here is more of Chris Hedges' talk about resisting fascism on WMNF. You can have this talk for an $80 contribution. Remember, you can go online and make your contribution online. Go to WMNF.org.
And our institutions are no different. The lonely individuals who defy tyrannical power within these institutions, as we saw with the thousands of academics who were fired from their jobs and blacklisted during the McCarthy era, are usually purged and turned into pariahs. All institutions, including the church, Paul Tillich once wrote, are inherently demonic. And a life dedicated to resistance has to accept that a relationship with any institution is usually temporary, because sooner or later that institution is going to demand acts of silence or obedience your conscience will not allow you to make. To be a rebel is to reject the capitalist mantra that I come first. The theologian James Cone, in his book, The Cross and the Lynching Tree, writes that for oppressed blacks, the cross was a paradoxical religious symbol because it inverts the world's value system. With the news that hope comes by way of defeat, that suffering and death do not have the last word, that the last shall be first and the first last. Cone continues that God could make a way out of no way in Jesus' cross was truly absurd to the intellect, yet profoundly real in the souls of black folk. Enslaved blacks who first heard the gospel message seized on the power of the cross. Christ crucified manifested God's loving and liberating presence in the contradictions of black life. That transcendent presence in the lives of black Christians that empowered them to believe that ultimately, in God's eschatological future, they would not be defeated by the troubles of this world, no matter how great and painful their suffering. Believing this paradox, this absurd claim of faith, was only possible in humility and repentance. There was no place for the proud and the mighty, for people who think that God called them to rule over others. The cross was God's critique of power, white power, with powerless love, snatching victory out of defeat. Reinhold Niebuhr labeled this capacity to defy the forces of repression a sublime madness in the soul. Niebuhr wrote that nothing but madness will do battle with malignant power and spiritual wickedness in high places. This sublime madness is the essential quality for a life of resistance. It is the acceptance that although empirically all that we struggle to achieve during our lifetime may be worse, our struggle validates itself. Daniel Berrigan once told me that faith is the belief that the good draws to it the good. The Buddhists call this karma. But he said for us, we did not know where it goes. We trust that it goes somewhere. We do not know where. But we are called to do the good, or at least the good insofar as we can determine it, and then let it go. As Hannah Arendt wrote in The Origins of Totalitarianism, the only morally reliable people are not those who say this is wrong or this should not be done, but those who say I can't. They know that, as Immanuel Kant wrote, if justice perishes, human life on earth has lost its meaning. And this means that, like Socrates, we must come to a place where it is better to suffer wrong than to do wrong. We must at once see and act. And given what it means to see, this will require the surmounting of despair, not by reason, but by faith. I saw in the conflicts I covered the power of this faith, which lies outside of any religious or philosophical creed. This faith is what Havel called in his essay, The Power of the Powerless, living in truth. Living in truth exposes the corruption, lies, and deceit of the state. It is a refusal to be part of the charade, and it has a cost. You do not become a dissident just because you decide one day to take up this most unusual career, Havel wrote. You are thrown into it by your personal sense of responsibility, combined with a complex set of external circumstances. You are cast out of the existing structures and placed in a position of conflict with them. It begins as an attempt to do your work well and ends with being branded an enemy of society. The dissident does not operate in the realm of genuine power at all. He or she is not seeking power. He or she has no desire for office and does not gather votes. He or she does not attempt to charm the public. He or she offers nothing and promises nothing. He or she can offer, if anything, only their own skin. And they offer it solely because they have no other way of affirming the truth.
That's Chris Hedges telling us what we need to resist fascism. And you can get this entire talk. We haven't heard the last 8 or 9 minutes of the talk, but if we have time, we'll play it for you. But you can have this entire talk for a donation of $80 and do like Anonymous did in Land O'Lakes. Anonymous, thank you very much. We'll send you that speech by Chris Hedges, Stopping Fascism. Thanks for supporting community radio. Patrick Collins, Tampa. Patrick, thanks a lot. He likes Amy Goodman, Richard Wolf, Midpoint, and Executive Session. He says, power to WMNF. Patrick, thank you so much for your ongoing support for this radio station. That's a $100 donation. That's really good. Commuter, we're about $4,400 away from reaching the goal, not counting the thank yous that I just made.
Whoa,
you've got some people to thank.
We really need some people to go to the phone and give us a call at 813-238-8001, just like Rose with a Timberell. And she's going to get the Chris Hedges Stopping Fascism for an $80 pledge. And this is Rose from Germany. She
All
says,
right, Rose,
I love it. So we've already heard from Germany and Tokyo today. shows you, man, I was surprised our signal gets out there that far.
It's amazing. It's a bounce off the ionosphere.
I have picked up WMNF in the People's Republic of China. I want you to know
until
that.
Until they forced you to turn us off. Right?
Well, they just dumped so many cookies into my computer that it made it useless. Debbie Cat, Val Rico, she's a candidate for State House District 57, and she wants to support WMNF. $20.
What's her last name?
Cat. Debbie Catt, K-A-T-T.
Okay. Debbie Catt, thank you very much. Thanks for your support. Well, Sean, we're going to try to raise $4,400 here in the next few minutes. Mark Biro is coming along, and we'd like to raise all that $4,400 next, so Mark could just do a long monologue for us. 813-238-8001, that's the phone number to call. You can get the entire Chris Hedges speech for your donation of $80. You can get the Voices That Changed the World flash drive from Pacifica that features voices Everybody. From the last 60 years from Pacifica Radio, including Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Huey Newton, Rosa Parks, Paul Robeson, June Jordan, Allen Ginsberg, Alice Walker, Ray Bradbury, the science fiction writer, Murray Bookchin, the anarchist. You can get an entire reading of Orwell's 1984. All this on this incredible 1,300-hour flash drive for your donation of $180. And we are getting closer.
If you get one of those flash drives, you will not have to leave the house for at least a year and a half.
And we want a full report after you've listened to all 44 days of programs on it. 813-238-8001. It's nice to have, though, when you're looking for something intellectually stimulating, mm-hmm. and you just pop it into your computer, listen back to it, or maybe take it in your car as you're
driving. You're going to have to figure out how to take that thing to heaven.
813-238-8001. That's our phone number as we try to raise this last $4,400. Sean, what do you have?
I just think that people really need to call in right now. Radioactivity and alternative radio have not gotten all the support that we need for these shows. We need to say that, you know, keep Rob's show on the air is all I can say. 813-238-8001. Everyone always says that they appreciate Radioactivity. They like the great interviews. They like the call-in. And that this is the kind of programming that we should have on the air. But if it doesn't get its support, we have to kind of think about that.
It really is a guest-driven, topic-driven show. I've had conservatives, like Roger Stone on this show, and I've had lots of liberals and progressives on this show, and it's a way for you to make up your own mind, hearing from the smartest, brightest people around, talking about the big issues of the day, and then having you listen and maybe even call in if there's time or if the guest is able to come in live.
Rob, the guys from the Libertarian Party on a couple of occasions.
I've had a lot of libertarians on. I've had Green Party activists on this show. Ralph Nader's been on this show. Alex Sink, a leading Democrat's been on this show. So there have been an incredible array of people. If you appreciate the fact that it's not just me talking at you, telling you what I think, which I don't think is that important, but I think hearing from people who are on the front lines of education, front lines of journalism, front lines of activism, front lines of conservative politics, front lines of liberal and progressive politics, they're on, they come, they tell you what they're thinking, and then you process it and you make up your own mind. That's what's so beautiful about it. Please keep it on the air. 813-238-8001. Your hero, Mark Biro, is coming up in the next hour. Sean, we've got $4,400 to raise, and we still have lots of copies of that Chris Hedges speech on stopping fascism. You can have that for an $80 contribution. And we haven't heard the end. We didn't have time to play the end of that speech. Maybe we'll play it later on.
And so if you get this CD, you can hear the whole speech, and it's an $80 pledge to community radio by calling 813-238-8001. You can also, for a $180 contribution, get the Pacifica Voices That Changed the World flash drive. It's a thumb drive with 1,300 hours of programming. It'll be a great gift. Maybe you could give it to someone. 813-238-8001.
And Sean and Bob, if we're going to reach that goal, we've got to get at least one $1,000 mm-hmm. contribution. Somebody that really loves the station and really believes that this beacon of independent thought should be kept alive. You'll keep it alive for a long time. time with that $1,000 contribution.
You're going to need a radio hero to step up.
That's right. 813-238-8001. We haven't reached the goal yet. We're going to go to the NPR News, find out what's going on in Washington, D.C. and around the country and around the world in just a second. But we have not. The line is just lit up. Okay, so there's one line lit. Let's see if we get one more line lit at 813-238-8001.
We've got 100 ways to say
another
thank you.
Another line is just lit.
Oh, all right. We got 100 ways to say thank you, but we can't thank you unless you give us a call. 813-238-8001.
WMNF.org is another way to make a donation online or on the WMNF smartphone app.
This is WMNF in Tampa. Stay tuned for the news and then Midpoint with your hero, Mark Bureau.